Welcome to the BFP podcast. This is Daniel.
This is Melissa.
And today we're going to talk about some things. First of all, I guess we can give an update on Tige and how he's doing.
Yeah. So we haven't really, we did update them, I guess, a couple weeks ago, but things have kind of changed since then. So
yeah,
we usually like to start off with happier topics, but so Tige is going to be having surgery on Thursday. He's going to have a G-tube placed in his stomach.
That sounds pretty gangster.
And he has been losing weight. He's lost about a pound in the last month, which is a lot for a baby, and we don't know why. He's, you know, a medical mystery. So we're seeing all the specialists and doing all the things, but in the meantime, we need to make sure he is getting all the nutrients that he needs, so we're going to go ahead and do that. So he'll be in the hospital for a few days, but otherwise he should be fairly good and, you know, I would say back on his feet, but he doesn't walk yet, so he's lazy.
Yeah. It's weird how he doesn't want to. And we try to feed him all the time, and he's, like, the most uninterested in food.
Yeah, he's not interested at all. He is cutting 3 teeth, though, so that probably doesn't help. But he's got a bunch of teeth coming in. So he likes to chew on things, just not food specifically. So, like, fingers, yes. Metal, plastic, wood, for sure. Anything that could potentially nourish his body, not at all. No. No, thank you.
Yeah, so we're bypassing his mouth and just going a direct access to the stomach.
Straight gut punch right to the stomach, yeah.
So we can just toss a banana in there if we need to or whatever.
Yeah, stick a banana right in the pump.
So that will be fun. I'm sure the kids will like that.
Yeah.
Speaking of the kids, I took them to the water park on Saturday.
I didn't because it was only 71 degrees and I didn't think that was water park weather. So I stayed home.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad. There's other people there. It wasn't super crowded. No, it was Disney World's,
Blizzard Beach.
Yeah.
It's like winter themed.
Yeah, it was good. We, very similar to the water park we went to in Mexico. It's probably a little bit bigger, but had a lazy river. Bunch of water slides and areas for toddlers to run around and stuff. So it was good. The kids had fun.
They fell asleep in the car. So you know that is a successful outing when they arrive home unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know what to do. Like, so they fell asleep in the car on the way home. I got home and they didn't wake up. And we have a garage now. So I turned off the car and I was like, I went inside. I told Melissa, I was like, "Hey, the kids are still asleep. They're in the garage, in the car." And so I was like, "So what should I do?" You know,
you need to not tell them this. And I know exactly where you're going.
And you said, "Just close the garage door and turn on the car." I thought that was really funny, but anyway,
I did not mean it.
But yeah, it's been fun with the kids and Tige and
this has been a lot of fun with Tige.
It's still fun, even though
great time.
It's a lot of doctors and stuff.
Yeah, we're meeting a lot of new people. Like, you know, my social calendar has never been this full.
Yeah.
Theme for the month.
Yeah, theme for the month is still the tax readiness checks, and last 2 weeks we've hit our goal of 10 per week. I think we hit 10 last week, 11 before that. So we are
on. We're ready.
Yeah, we're getting through those tax readiness checks. Really, really appreciate all the hard work that the bookkeeping team has put into that, and the tax team is starting to do tax returns, which is great since it's tax season. And last I know they did a couple last week, but I think this week they're going to knock out a lot more. I think 10 or so is the goal for them so that they'll stay, you know, so the bookkeeping team should hopefully stay a few tax return, few tax readiness checks ahead of the tax team and hopefully knock out 10 a week for the next several weeks. So that is the emphasis for the month. Team wins. We had a plethora of folks doing great things this past week.
Yeah, when I said that you guys never nominate Daniel, I didn't mean that you should start. I just wanted to highlight that he doesn't get nominated.
Yeah, so I'm just rolling in the virtual cash now, you know? So I got big plans to, you know, to make some purchases.
Can you cash it in for desecrated organ pills?
I assumed I would be able to. I didn't. Are you insinuating that I can't, or
we'll have to find out.
Okay. So, Rachel's been doing great. She finally was able to close out the 1099 season. I think there's a couple of stragglers doing late filings, but she pretty much single-handedly took care of the 1099s for bookkeeping for painters. So that's awesome. Super grateful for what she's been doing with that.
And if you weren't in the company meeting, she had just under 400 1099s that were filed. So that's a ridiculous amount.
Yeah. And Kim is our team member of the month for January. She's been rocking all the new client onboarding. She's been doing a great job making my job really easy by just being on top of every new client. It's really taken a big load off my shoulders, and she's been doing great work with them and getting a lot of great client feedback on the NPS and also in Help Scout.
All I saw was somebody giving you a kudos about how you fart, and I didn't realize that the team was aware of, you know, how that happens.
What?
It's right there. Kim was saying that she was giving you kudos for having patience with her while she battles frequent brain farts, but all I saw was that she was giving you kudos for your farts.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. She was thanking you for being patient with her while she battles her farts. That's literally all I read.
Okay.
Head over to the BFP channel and see what kind of shenanigans we're up to.
Yeah.
Let's see.
And Nicole, she's been heading up the efforts with the tax readiness checks and helping out the bookkeepers. Really appreciate what she's been doing. And also Brixton and Khalid for staying on top of the tax readiness checks and getting those pushed through. So got a lot of good stuff going on.
Yeah, I didn't put a kudo, but also kudos and shout out to Julie, because it seems like based on her reports that she sends us that no one would pay us if she didn't stalk them for money. So thank you, Julie, for stalking our clients to get them to pay us.
Yeah. Cool. All right, so we'll run through the cascading messages here.
I'm going to need you to be speedy with this. I have something in the oven. It's just taking
it. All right. We have the new AI ChatGPT policy. Basically, you use AI, just use it for a starting point, not a finished product. And then the tax readiness check, $1,000 kind of, if it's under $1,000, like an issue, then you can still push it through as good enough. And we're still migrating to Practice Protect. So the client passwords are still being updated there. And if you have any pay issues, please use the pay issue notification form. If you want to make money referring painting businesses to bookkeeping for painters, definitely sign up for the affiliate program and get $500 for everybody you refer that becomes a client. Next company meeting is February 29th, and don't forget to submit your Team Member of the Month nomination before then. And with that, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.